Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, author Marion Keyes' 2020 novel Grown Ups is set to be adapted for Netflix, but she's made a plea to the producers not to ruin it with a brutal Irish accent. And film reviewer Sue Murphy is with me here today. It's like, she's fairly firm about it, isn't she, Marion Keyes?
Yeah.
I don't want any awful Irish accents.
Which is kind of fair enough. I mean, if you're, you know, when you're reading a book and you can hear someone's accent in your head as you're reading it, and then you watch it and they don't nail the accent, you're like, this is terrible. Like, I imagine they're going to ruin the character for her. She's written them in a certain way, and then you're going to watch it in a series, you're going to be like, this is not what I signed up for.
And most likely what will happen then, as it often does, is that will become
the talking point in the lead up to it. Exactly.
And
they're not talking about how good the series is or how good the book is. That's actually a great book. It's one of my favourite books. Oh, I love Marion Keyes' books. I think they're brilliant. But as well as that, all the Rachel series, like, I have a voice of what Rachel sounds like in my head and she's got a thick Irish accent. So like
a Donegal one, or what accent do you give her?
Kind of Midlands, kind
oh,
of
really?
But picking off. Yeah, I don't know
like
why.
Like Offaly,
yeah, like right. Picking off Irish accent. Because I think because when you meet Rachel first, she's in New York and she has all the issues with drink. So you're just like, that's what you associate. She's this really thick accent compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
I think if I saw it with somebody that wouldn't be able to nail that accent, I'd be horrified.
So if she's got a real, you know, prominent Lilt. Dublin or,
yes.
you know, Cork
yeah, exactly.
accent or something,
exactly.
it'll...
Yeah.
Which is fine, as long as it's not some, you know, maybe American actor who absolutely just ruins it.
I was actually thinking about this earlier, about why this happens. And it's because Americans think we have one accent. They don't think that we have all of these breakdowns in accents. Like, when you think about it, you have the Cork, and even when in Cork, there's about 25 different accents.
Try to look at Donegal.
Donegal, Kerry. Like, I was watching a video actually where everyone was like, they just add SH onto the end of everything, or the start of the sh. So, like, it's all the different dialects within each of those dialects. So, Americans always think of us as just like leprechauns that have a lilt that's, say, top
still
of the morning
Valentine.
Tea and that kind of thing. But, like, it's obvious, like, you know, it's just hard to break it down.
We've been asking the Lunchtime Live listeners today to get in touch with the worst Irish accents in movies that are out there. Loads of suggestions. This was a fairly common one.
What do you need more land for? You're the half of Ireland as it is. The Tuckerture people did. I didn't take it.
You just live here all fancied up on rent. Broken backs.
Boy, you said you wanted land. That's what you want, then come with me.
Dreadful, isn't it? It's so bad. It's Far and Away. It's Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. And actually, Tom Cruise gets a lot of bad rap for this. He plays a race car driver in this and he falls in love with Nicole Kidman. He gets all the blame for this and she's just as bad.
I didn't think she was as bad.
Oh no, her accent is desperate. Like, there's one scene where there's somebody like shouting up a window.
I don't know if I know this movie, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's... Do you know, I remember seeing this when I was a kid, and the reason I remember it so much is my dad watched it with me and my dad looked physically pained.
Really?
All the way through it at the accent, because it's so bad.
Far and Away.
It's so, yeah. He's a race car driver, she falls in love with her, and it's all about whether he's going to win the race or not. But I mean, it's an old film. Like, it's 1980, I'd say 1989 or
right.
something. Like, very young. I think this is when they met. Like, way back.
Yeah.
But no, he did not nail the accent, unfortunately.
Well, this is the one that, for me, when we were talking about this today, absolutely springs to mind when I think of an Irish accent that was butchered.
He's leaving me, Mick.
Yeah, I thought he was leaving me.
Shut up, the two of you. I'm leaving no one.
Is it true, Mick, all the women in America wear trousers?
Absolutely. Shameless hussies, the lot of them.
Trousers? And there's another
shocking.
Scene in that story. This is Julia Roberts in Michael Collins.
Yeah. And
God,
I really
love her.
Like her. I love her,
I
actually.
Love her. And she's just so, like, when you think of Pretty Woman and those kind of things, she's so endearing. But she was just, Kitty Kiernan was the character that she played, was Michael Collins' love interest. And God love her, she did actually train her heart out to get that accent right. And she just couldn't get it right. There's another scene where he sent out all of his G-men on Bloody Sunday. And she's like, "You've sent your boys out. I can see it on your face." And you're like, what is that? As a sentence? Like, I don't know why they think we say things like face.
Yeah. it has to be. It's the lack of dialect.
I know. I love the way we're all blaming Hollywood for all of this. It's like, it's not just Hollywood, but like, it just feels like it's the American interpretation of what our accent sounds like.
Kelly MacDonald, Trainspotting, did a fantastic Dublin accent in Intermission. So did Cillian Murphy, in fairness, says this listener. Shane and Athlone, Tom Cruise, yep, definitely the worst, Far and Away. 1992, oh my God, it was so bad.
Yeah,
this listener, Shane, says Nicole Kidman wasn't much better. This is another common one now coming into.
I'm in a bind. I don't have time to explain. I get my gear and I clear out.
Absolutely horrendous. That's brutal. No, I have definitely watched this movie. This is The Devil's Own. Oh, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So he plays a former IRA member. Like this, the thing about this is he was another person that went to train to do this. So he went to Belfast to make sure that he could nail that accent.
And Brad Pitt did.
Yeah.
But the storyline is that he goes to New York, doesn't he? Harrison Ford's in it. And he's this, CIA.
Exactly. And he doesn't realise how involved he is with this. And then the kind of slowly begins to reveal himself over the course of the film. Jeez, I haven't seen that film in years, actually.
Yeah.
But the accent, it doesn't even sound like Brad Pitt.
No.
It doesn't sound like, because you're used to his kind of like gruff voice. And it just sounds so desperate.
It is pretty shocking, isn't it?
It's awful. Yeah. I feel really sorry for him because it just, like, it's one of those things that he still gets asked in interviews about, you know. Like, this just follows them around forever. Julia Roberts is still asked about that accent to Michael Collins. Like, I think John Faraday asked her about that.
Really?
For screen time. Yeah.
This is another more recent one.
So, what are you looking for out here?
Wicklow Mountains National Park.
Wicklow Mountains National Park. Tell me, how long have you been walking for?
A few hours.
Well, you've probably been in the national park for a few hours then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's serious. P.S. I love you. Jared Butler, I can't understand.
This is Celia Hearn's book, isn't it?
And it's Hilary Swank is the main character in it. She goes back through all of the letters that are, her husband has posted her letters and sent her back to where he came from. And it's just this kind of tying together of her getting to know this new guy played by Jared Butler. But I actually watched a clip of this before I came in, that exact clip. And I just got so offended I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
And the other thing I can't understand about it, it's the same thing for me with Jamie Dornan. Jared Butler is from Scotland. Like, surely it's not that much of a stretch to get over to an Irish accent. Like,
and learn it.
You know, pick it up. Thick Scottish accent is his accent. But Jamie Dornan is the same. Thick Belfast accent.
What movie was that again?
Wild Mountain Thyme.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, it was like, it sounded like somebody putting on Irish accent. And I remember watching an interview with him and Emily Blunt, and he was talking about how he was coaching Emily Blunt through her Irish accent. I was like, Jesus, well, that's obviously what went wrong there.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound Irish at all, which is such a pity. Like, he's from Ireland, but
we've another example as well from listeners.
Hold a minute, lads. Don't ever think the guards are thick. You'd be wrong. It'd be a big mistake. The guards are anything but thick. In fact, I think the guards are very, very
clever. Is your name Michael Patrick Lynch?
Ah, you see right there, an example of brains.
That's my Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey in Ordinary Decent Criminal, which is like, what I find about these films, right?
Yeah. You know,
these things are just like, so he's playing the general in that. It just overshadows the film. So it doesn't matter how good or bad the film is. All you can think about 20 minutes into the film is, I can't take this accent anymore. It's so bad.
It's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch. And you'd think with a trained actor, like he was such a trained actor that he'd be able to get an accent like that. But you know, you put him on screen with a load of Irish accents and it really just shows up how bad it actually was.
Darren has got in touch. He says, Brad Pitt has since admitted that he took his inspiration for his accent. This is in The Devil's Own. Took the inspiration for his accent as Mickey in Snatch from John Kenny's character in the Eurovision episode of Father Ted.
Oh, God.
There you go.
That's
most movies would have dialect coaches.
Yeah, and I mean, Liam Neeson was apparently heavily involved with helping Julia Roberts with her accent and how, like, you know, these they come over here, like you have people like Matt Damon come over here, live for a few months, try to get the accent, but our accent is just really hard to take off. And I think it is because they think of it as one Irish accent, and it's not. When we're listening to it, we're like, where's that accent from? That's not from this country.
On the good ones, on the actors who got it right, according to our listeners, Dizzy Edgar Jones and Normal People.
Yeah, I thought she was good.
Charlie Cox and Kin.
Yes, actually. Kin's back on Netflix. Yeah, it's really good.
Brilliant series. Yeah. Listen, Sue Murphy, as always, thanks a million. Sue, film million. Reviewer, of course, our own Sue Murphy here in News Talk. Loads more suggestions. The worst accent in an Irish movie. Keep those suggestions coming into us. 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.